Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Charlotte Torrey, and let's have a look what happened in the tech space this week. So I thought it worthwhile, seeing as today is the 4th of April, there's something that worldwide has been taking place on the 1st of April, right? Which is April's Fool's Day. Or the Fool's Day. Now, I thought let's discuss it, because it was a technological advancement. So let's discuss it and then have a look from there on what happened on April Fool's Day this year. So April Fool's Day is the 1st of April. Now, in the olden days, April was considered the first month of the year, not the fourth. There was a difference between a Julian calendar and a Gregorian calendar. On the Julian calendar, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 1st of April, the first day of the year. The Gregorian calendar, 1st of January is the first day of the year. And then what happened is the entire world made a shift, thanks to a certain pope and bishop. The entire world made a shift that the 1st of January should be considered the first day of the year internationally, worldwide, right? Now, the Jews also, in Hebrew times, they also celebrated Nisan, which is April. The 1st of Nisan was the first day of the year. And then we moved to the 1st of January, which is the first day of the year. And every single person that did not move with the global understanding of the 1st of April, or the 1st of January being the first day of the year, still celebrated New Year on the 1st of April. And when you were considered, this is rude, I get that, but when you celebrated New Year on the 1st of April, everybody called you a fool. You were then an April fool. And that's where the term an April's Fool's Day come with. And that's when we started mocking and joking about with people understanding every single thing. Now, here I thought I would share two things that I've seen on Facebook that people stumbled across, and it's just so interesting. People just bought this up they just gulped it up. They assumed it as truth, which it, of course, is not. The first one, there was an incident at Kruger National Park. It's Crocodile Bridge Gate. There was this instance where they saw a baby elephant running away from a lion, and apparently it got climbed a tree. That was the joke. Everybody thought it was the truth. People flooded the Kruger National Park trying to see it. Not only that, my own personal family members shared and said, this is not an April Fool's joke. And I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. Whenever I see something obscure on the 1st of April, I'm not going to believe it. Not only that, but the very similar photo has been doing the rounds for the last, I don't know, 7 years probably. Might just be me. Perhaps it happened, but I just never bought it. I thought it was an April Fool's joke. I don't think elephants are able to climb trees. I don't think they've got I know they're very sensitive feet, but I don't think they're able to climb trees, right? Because elephants can't jump. Don't know if you know that, didn't know that, but they can't jump. They're unable to jump. Second thing that I saw that was quite interesting is a young guy from South Africa. I think he saw it overseas, I don't know. But he somehow got hold of certain basic education Facebook pages and stuff and posted that this will be the first year that we are celebrating the start of grade 13. In other words, the matriculants, the grade 12s of this year, will then go on next year to do grade 13 instead of going to university. To be totally honest with you, he fooled probably about 60% of South Africa. There were news articles being written saying that, listen, apparently there's a grade 13. Various news outlets had these news articles, and then they cited the source, which was the Facebook page, which was this young guy that posted it. Now, I know it's rude and everybody got a fright, and I know lying is incorrect, but we have to be honest. This was hilarious. He literally pranked the country, right? He didn't have some prank saying, like, this is an elephant in a tree or whatever the case might be. He pranked the country. He pranked news articles. How do I know this happened? I actually stumbled upon his video of him apologizing. And he actually said, like, this is what I did. I made this post here, got this news there, and posted it. And everybody just bought it. And here's the articles that you can see they posted. And And I better start laughing because I can't. I thought, what a way to grab a country. Hey, just to grab this Mzansi of ours. He just had it. He had us at our knees. Can you imagine?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.